The sound is a little bit all over the place. My head doesn't quite fit in the screen. I'm too huge for the Tanner and Company environment, but that's okay. Do I need headphones in? I don't think I really do. Here's me waiting for it, but I'm looking at the wrong one. Okay, never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. Never mind. It's fine. I am Ross, and completely on my own with some beers that I've been wanting to try for a while. I am attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. I just nearly knocked that one over, and so we might have another explodey situation on our hands, but that's okay, because I can deal with it. Rye. Rye. R-Y-E. We got some... Oh, my. Why is the Tanner & Company logo kind of coming through? Oh, because there's a bit of a green hue on that. Don't worry about the video. The video's there. I am alone. Ian has already taken off for his vacation. He's gone for a couple of weeks. But we remained. You know, the show must go on. We continue on. I'm actually drinking some beers that I've been trying to coax Ian into drinking, and he's never been interested in the rye as I have, because I'm sort of... I keep looking at it and saying, what is a rye beer? I ask this question, and I answer, rye beer is a beer in which rye is substituted for some portion of the malted barley. So as we all know, this beer is made of malted barley and whatnot. What bothers me... Oh, here's everything happening. What bothers me is that there is a German authentic name for these kinds of beers, and why aren't we using it? It's called Roggenbier. Roggenbier. So I don't know why we're not drinking Roggenbier all the time. Roggenbier is a beer produced with up to 60% rye malt. Style originated in Bavaria, southern Germany. In the United States, this worries me slightly, rye beer is produced by homebrewers, microbreweries. In some examples, the hops presence is pushed to the point where they resemble American pale ales. So, it's resulting in a similar dry, light, dry, spicy taste, but, rye, it was, after a period of bad harvest, it was ruled that rye would be only used for baking bread, thus only barley was used, and then they went back to rye because they're trying out some different things and getting kind of curious about it. So this is like, it's a darker grain, so instead of barley, it's just, let's go with some 60% rye malt and find out what's going on. So what I like is, I'm only worried about the American style over here from Annapolis Brewing Company, because Tanner & Company, they do very Germanic styles of things, and I did find some descriptions. So, because I don't have any here and I don't have a lot of things to... Well, I mean, I have thought of several thousand things to talk about that I could talk about, but we'll get into it as we're pouring the beers, because first up from Tanner & Company Brewing out of Chester, Nova Scotia. They do have a tap room on Duke Street, as you can see behind me. Tanner & Company on Duke Street. There it is. We have from the Sauvage series, the Wild Rye. And it does say, a German rye ale brewed with a local Nova Scotia yeast strain. This amber beer contains 50% rye malt that provides a distinct flavor and richness. The banana... aromatics provided by the yeast make for a really complementary flavor combination. 5.3%, 15 IBU. I'm sorry, banana? What? I don't recall reading that on my hastily looked up page on... there's one of the ryes from Finland is made with juniper berries, so that's not quite it. Let's see if German ale, 50% banana. Yeah, okay, so it's the same thing as they have on the website, which... is exciting, because if you went to Tanner & Company, probably at either locations, you would still be able to get this rye beer. So it's actually on tap. And it's not often that we always get beers that are still in circulation. Most of the time ours are retired because we waited too long. But, I mean, it mostly just tastes kind of like a beer. So I'm curious about the spices and the banana, but the color. Oh, precious. The color, precious. Look at the color of this. That is gorgeous. Going in the old Tanner & Company glass. I'm quite excited that I get to pour a lot of things into the appropriate glasses. That is an amber. Look at the color of that. Deliciously filtered. Some good head coming off of that, but... Oh, the head's going. I mean, you can actually, wow, you can really watch that closing itself off very carefully. But as the head hops down, this is usually the part where Ian and I continue having conversations. And without Ian here, basically it's just me talking to myself. But as we've mentioned more than once, I can talk for 40 hours. With obviously, you know, a few gaps here or there in between for bathroom breaks and whatnot. It's a little spice. So, here's the thing that I learned today. This is a 473 milliliter can. This is the tall boy. It fits entirely into the Tanner and Company glass. It's traditionally different on the back of that one. Always go and get that one. So that is your, probably your 20 ounce one, because 473 milliliters is only 16 ounces, which is an American pint. Now, I'm not saying it's legally, but the rule that I learned up is that a pint in Canada and the UK is 20 ounces, which is 563, I think. Where did I look that up? I don't have it in front of me right now. 563-ish, nears makes no difference, milliliters to a Canadian and or UK pint. So when you go into a pub or you pour a little tiny thing and they give you a little 14-ounce glass and say that's a pint, that is wrong. Even a 16-ounce pint is not a pint, which is why I'm so continually disappointed that sometimes the biggest glass, the biggest beer glass that I can get in the locales is a 16-ouncer. So the 20, always go for the 20-ouncer. That's what you want there. This smells beerish. It mostly just kind of smells like that's just an ale, light beer kind of thing. I am absolutely digging the color. It's very see-through. You can't really tell from that angle, but I'm looking forward to getting it. It's 5.3%. We'll see how this goes. So a chuzz to the first one, to a rye ale. Can I tell the difference between grains? We'll see. It appears I was thirsty. Banana and subtle spice aromatics. Now, the thing is, aromatics, I wish I got a bit more of the spice from the aromatics, but the spice, it's a subtle spice in the flavor. Just a little tiny bit of a spice, and you mention the word banana, and so you sort of say, yeah, kind of, but it mostly just tastes like... That doesn't even taste as Bavarian / Germanic as you would sometimes think, because usually it's got a little bit more of a kick, a bit more of a pop to it behind everything, and it is very delicious. But I thought there'd be more of a kick, especially coming in at I've had it out of the cold room for a few hours now, so it's coming up to a not cold temperature for sure. This is delicious. I'm kind of excited because I thought complementary flavor combination that does tell you more or less what you're gonna get. What you're getting into is right there. But I think I thought that it was going to be maybe a little bit more. I don't want to say exotic because it's a very nice flavor. This tastes like a really smooth, malty red, but with like a little bit of a extra carbonated kick. That's that Bavarian kind of what I call the German spice to it. But it might be the yeasts that kind of give that away. And that's what I was expecting from Tanner and Company here. But it is doing what it says on the can here. Distinct flavor and richness. It's very, very rich flavored beer. Yes, not so rich that I'm a third of the way down. And I'm already thinking to myself, I'd have another one of these. At 5.3, yes, I would call this... Now, you would get mad at me for saying sessionable, but I could definitely session this one, I think. You gotta rub it around in your lips and really get the... There's the rest of the malt. Oh, that wee heavy, that Scotch ale kind of nip to it. I think a bit of, but earthy. No, it's kind of it's just a spiced malt. That little tiny zip of it. It's almost like a boozy flavor, which is really surprising because it's only a 5.3. It shouldn't really taste as boozy as it is. The next one should actually be considered a strong beer. But I'm not sure it says strong beer on it anywhere. Well, there goes that theory. I thought we all decided that 6.0 or a 6.5 and above is always a strong beer. The next one is not. Can I also just say, I love what always reminds me of the Tanner and Company cans, where you get the logo at the top, and then there's all the description down here and the writing on the front. But that band, there's that very unique band of color around the top, and it always reminds me of Monopoly properties, Monopoly cards. So this is your purples, your cheap purples at the beginning of the board, because it's not quite the pink. It's more of the purple, even though there's no light. It's either a dark purple or a very poppin' bubblegum pink, if I make sure of that. Next time, if we're talking to Danny Tanner at some point in the future, I will ask him about that, if I didn't before. I'm slowly going through the old episodes, and I am putting them online, so if you're watching the YouTube channel, the 4-minute abridged versions are slowly sliding into place, and if you're not, and you're only listening to the entirety of these podcasts, then I thank you. Can I just point out, also, of course I can, because no one's interrupting me, that I judge a lot, but one of the things that I judge even more so is when I listen to radio or I listen to other interviews, presentations, that kind of thing, I count the uhs and the ums, and I'm becoming acutely aware of how often I do it too. So I must be a hypocrite in that I a lot. In my defense, I'm here completely on my own right now. So maybe I'm allowed a couple of uhs, but I do give the radio hosts on CBC a bit of a hard time because they are on for 3 hours, 45 minutes at a time. You get the news in between, but you interview people. Being able to talk to someone I feel helps, where you can kind of guide the conversation and slip in a number of things that are not the us, and you can pause in different ways. And I find that Ian and I, this comes from doing a lot of editing, Ian and I pause in similar ways. We waste time by repeating words, where instead of coming in and saying, I like this, we will say, I like this. And you'll hear a word about 7 times before we commit to the conversation, or not the conversation, before we commit to the sentence. And I do that in a number of other ways as well, where I will start a sentence, give up, switch to another sentence because I realize I have to explain something before I explain the first thing. Well, now I'm just talking about it. How I speak in general. You've noticed, if you're here for the hour long, it's probably not going to be hour long. There's a good example of one. If you're here for the hour long, then you know how I speak. Oh. This just says a German rye ale. So, Roggenbier, style originated in Bavaria, southern Germany. Now, a United States rye beer is more like a rye IPA or a rye PA, and that's what we've got second, is the rye PA, but this is the German-style one. So this is, it's just rye substituted for barley up to 60%, so it's a 50-50, so it's 50 rye, 50 barley. Light, dry, spicy taste. Yes, there's a bit of a richness to it. But I really love, especially the couleur. I have become slightly, what's a better word for bored? I haven't become bored with light beers, but just the color of a beer, when it comes to all straw, flaxen, you're sort of, is that it? You get the lagers, and we've got a couple of those lagers left as well, but there's a number of lighter, I think, colored beers. Certainly lighter described beers still in the beer closet there, but we have definitely leaned towards the darker ones, as we have always done. What was I going to mention? Several things, in fact. I could go all the way back to a couple of weeks ago when I was at the Science of Beer exhibit, but I think I explained most of that story last week, but the things that have come up since, we have actually been in to the Port Pub here in Port Williams, where they made the announcement via, I think it was just on Facebook or something like that. There's one announcement you can find, and it says that the Brig and Bark, I think, yes, Brig and Bark Brewery, which is a mouthful, is going to be starting soon at the Port Pub. So, this past week, we took a small crew of, sort of Drink NS, Dry, and Associates. So Ian and I and our good friend Tim, who's been in the chat a few times, we went in to the Port Pub and we said, hey, what up? We have a podcast. We want to talk to the people about this new brewery that's starting up here. And they couldn't give us much information, so we just basically gave our card to the right people and learned not all that much, but a little bit about the about who's coming in. But they are planning on coming in. And then I started doing the math, and I think we were at 5 breweries in this county, in Kings County alone. So that's about, like, let's see, Windsor to, oh, hell. Where does my county end? Berwick? No, because if it ends in Berwick, then that includes Smokehouse. Oh, my goodness, how big is my county? Kings County edges. What are the boundaries of Kings County? Fresno County. Okay, that's Kings County, California, so go. No, that's the electoral map. What do we have here? I want to zoom in. I want to zoom in. Kingston. Kingston, Aylesford, Berwick. So what were my 5? We got all the way down. Okay, so Hants border. It does not include Windsor because Windsor is in Hants County, so we don't get Schoolhouse, we don't get Hilltop Hops, we don't get Meander River. But from Hants border up, I guess we get into Grand Pré. So 1, you get Horton Ridge, Wolfville. I'll count it in Wolfville because that's where they technically make it, is Paddy's Brew Pub. Saltbox has a tap room, but I'm not counting them in Kings County because they are predominantly in... Yeah, we're not counting tap rooms, we're just counting breweries, home of. So Saltbox is stationed down in Mahone Bay. And then on the other side of Wolfville, you basically get into Port Williams. And I love this, where Port Williams has Wayfarers. And then all the way out in Sheffield Mills, you've got Millstone Harvest, or what was Sea Level. We're going to have the Brig and Bark. So there's 5 right there. Come into Kentville, Centerville. Kentville is the other half of Paddy's. I don't think I'm missing anything. And then you get out to Berwick and you've got Smokehouse, that's 6. And then Kingston Greenwood is Roofhound, so 7. And my dog is freaking out. Brewery, let's see. Give me this. Oh my god, I forgot the church. I forgot the church. The church brewery is the only one I forgot. Paddy's, Annapolis Cider, nope, doesn't count. Maritime Express, nope. Bent Nail is in Hants. Paddy's Hilltop, Hants. So yeah, I didn't realize that we got all the way out to Kingston. Is Roofhound is in Kings County? I'm excited about that. So including church, that makes 7, if I count things correctly. So in my county, I'm pretty happy about that. We have 7, well, we have 6 now, 7 breweries on the way. We are not quite at the winery level, which, as we are wont to say on the wine bus, there are 10 wineries in Kings County, with the 11th one opening soon. So we have six breweries, with the 7th one on the way. It's not HRM numbers, but I think that's the second best county-wise. There's a big long, for you. Nova Scotia Brewery by County. Come on. Our breweries map. Here we go at CBANS. Thank you, CBANS. Yes, I'm 19 years of age. Thank you very much, CBANS. Please get back to me and come on my show.
I have reached out to several people. Yeah, there's the two in Wolfville. There's Port Williams. There's Sheffield Mills. There's Kentville. Why is Berwick Smokehouse is there? Party Time Brewing. How's it going? Here the best breweries are in East Hants. Yeah, you're right. The best breweries are in East Hants. I mean, I will... I gotta give you the lip service right now because you're there in the chat. So it's good to talk to you guys. I don't wear my hat out because normally I go to a lot of the Kings County breweries, but thank you for the free hat from the Science of Brewing. I want to say event. It wasn't an exhibit. I don't think it's an exhibit. That doesn't count. But it was definitely good to meet you. And I think I reached out. I might not have reached out. I try to remember who all I've reached out to. The dog continues to freak right out. I don't want to get into it, but I'm trying to narrow down the number of breweries by county. And I feel like East Hants County, I mean, never mind. West Hants has got 3-4 that I can think of. And then East Hants, because you get it, that's Sackville, right? So you've got old biddies and yourselves and now Good Robot, but do they brew? Are they now located out near Lance, or are they specifically, is their home right there on Quinpool Road? This is all stuff that I should probably look up a little bit off camera and whatnot. This is excellent. I'm really enjoying this, even though I don't fully understand what a rye beer is, but they basically say this is an ale. It's going to be tinted a little darker. It's going to have a bit of a spice to it. And that's what I'm getting. So honestly, benchmark-wise, this is hitting it. Great Roads is an HRM. Oh, are you guys just slightly outside? I thought. Wait a minute. I'm not trying to mansplain Nova Scotia counties to you right now, but I'm about to mansplain. Some borders and boundaries. Oh, Mount Uniac. Yeah, you get outside of that Sackville. I don't know why I thought you were really close to Sackville, unless you got two locations as well. I need to go through and like list everything. Hey, there's a tragic and scary thing to talk to as I take my last small-ish gulp of this delicious Wild Rye Sauvage series. How have I not devolved into Star Wars references? Maritime beer blog done up by one Mr. Todd Beale, the total G-man of... No, wait, that sounds right. A-town cool guy. There, that's much better. Of Nova Scotia beer blogging. He hasn't really updated much recently, and I'm not sure he's given up, but the Atlantic beer blog, the Maritime Beer Report and the Atlantic Beer Blog. I think I'm getting that right. The Atlantic one, run by four guys, they announced just last month. So both of them, the last thing they've got is congratulations to everybody that went to the Canadian Brewing Awards out in Hamilton. And basically, the Atlantic Canada Beer Blog said, and yeah, have a good one. Thanks, guys. We're done. It's too hard for us to keep up with four people. I'm like, oh my God, because it was a go-to for information. So I do appreciate the fact that there were four guys putting that information up there so that I could glean from it. I do try to learn a bit more and try to follow everybody. And oh, Party Time Brewing, actually, you've got some YouTube videos that I haven't watched yet. Sorry, I've been away from my desk for a few days, so I haven't got a chance to catch up on all my YouTubing and whatnot, but I probably should. I think I've subbed to you on several platforms. If I haven't, I will do that right away. But I love the videos that you've got because it's all a bit more... is explanative a word? Explanatory. You've got more explanations of what you're doing in your videos because a lot of the other stuff is just... Okay, no judging here, but is it just me or is a lot of stuff? Maybe it's an Instagram thing. Here is an attractive young blonde girl holding our beer. Yeah, but what's it taste like? Am I just, I don't know, if I'm old and crotchety, which I am old and crotchety. It's Cynical. Don't forget Cynical. This is so smooth. It's, the malt is at the front. It's at the back. There's a sweetness going out the back end. Oh, just not doing the weekly thing. Okay. I reached out to, can't remember who, but I got a contact and I reached out to try to see if they wanted to be on the show. We had Todd on here, so we got to talk to Todd, and I want to reach out to the guys who used to do the 902 Brewcast. I got those guys, so hopefully we'll get some of them in. I'll be reaching out to Party Time very, very soon, because here's the quick spiel and the fastest, easiest way I can put it. If I didn't mention this to you at the Science of Beer exhibit, I want to talk to everybody. Everybody and anybody. I have a contact in. They're bouncing me around like a pinball at the Nova Scotia Liquor Commission. I've got a contact in there. Try to talk to some of the people in the tourism board for Nova Scotia. I want to talk to brewers, and I want to talk to people about how we're telling people about this. Because the thing that happened to us when we started trying all the different beers was, and it took way too long to notice, but there's no bad craft beer in Nova Scotia. There's none. There's no, like, just, no one's making just, oh, that's piss. Throw it down the drain. Get rid of that. It's all good, and it's all better than other stuff from outside. I go around, actually, I've also got the, I've got a sampler pack of ones that I picked up in Fredericton, so that's really good. And then I go to, I'm heading out next week for a couple of days to Montreal, but I'll be back by next week because tonight was supposed to be a slightly special event, but that's got pushed. So that'll be next week. We'll be having kind of an interesting, good time. I don't know. Do you like throw the hints down and stuff? No, I want it to be a surprise. I'm a surprise-ish kind of person. Wild Rye Sauvage Dan Tanner, that's so good. I've been looking forward to these for the longest time, and at 5.3%, that kept really well. I feel like that's been in the closet for a long time. Luckily, there's never any light in there. There's no natural light in my beer storage device. So that is, I'm happy to give that an 8.9. I'm not sure what it's missing, but I just feel like it is a nice benchmark. It's maybe the spice personality. I feel like this is maybe the rye IPA, or the rye beer without that little, uniqueness. Mwah! You know, that personality to it. So I got to go, I think 8.9, because I'm uncomfortable with a 9.0. That's basically how I've gone. What did I try? I'm not sure if I tried a local one while I was there, but I picked up some local ones. I picked up some Grimross. Because, no, Grimlock is the dinosaur, Grimross is the brewery. That's the auto, yeah, Grimlock. Me, Grimlock, say, craft beer better than other beers. That really helped my voice. Thank you for enabling my Grimlock impersonation. Yay, 1980s animated children's show references. You come for the beer, but you stay for the 1980s animated children's show references. I just leaned and winked with the wrong eye. How do you do that? You're supposed to... There we go. Okay, so the wink eye goes in forward. You'd think I've spoken to human beings before, but no. Speaking to humans, bad segue, completely off. We are switching over to... Ready? Da-da-da-da. Click. No, that's not right. That's my wife. There we go. My wife. Here we are in Annapolis Brewing Company in, you guessed it, Annapolis Royal, Nova Scotia, and the W&A Railway Rye IPA. Both of these, this is going to be a tie game, because both of these have been in the closet for a really long time. I can't tell you how many times, because usually Ian and I text back and forth the day before, and he says, what should we drink tonight, or what are we going to drink tomorrow? So as of Monday. So I go in, and I'm looking at things, and I've got it organized in double quotes, a lot of air quotes around that, but they kind of run up from light beers, top left, down to, you know, the really good, the Imperial Darks are down here in the bottom right. And I always come past, oh, I have two and they say the word rye on them. Why don't we do these ryes tonight? And he says, no, no, let's do the, or I say, no, let's do the stout. Or, oh, it'll be more thematic if we do the fruity beer because it's summer. And honestly, the fact that these are rye beers have nothing to do with any kind of thematic. And it was, as I was putting in the title for this live broadcast, that I cleverly thought, me, myself, and rye, because it's just me tonight. And it's not Ian telling me, no, let's not have the rise. It's me. It's me saying, nah, let's not have the rise. Let's have something else. And Ian's got both of these. So I'm going to have to tell him, drink these because they're good. So he'll share these with Rebecca in the futar and he will enjoy it. So the W&A Railway Rye IPA out of Annapolis Brewing Company of Annapolis Royal, Nova Scotia, a tribute to the old Windsor and Annapolis Railway connecting Annapolis Royal to Windsor. The railway played a large part in Nova Scotia's agriculture and tourism, much like craft beer is doing now. Our rye IPA contains the right amount of rye malt for a hint of spiciness, which complements the hop additions. A final citra dry hop gets this beer rolling down the tracks. Make like you're on vacation. Chill for best results. Don't tell me how to drink my beer. I could talk about the stupid trains for a very long time. And it may turn into that because this thing is a 6.7. Yeah, you'd think it was a green can, but it is a 6.7%. It is, no. See, I'll put it. I think it's just the lighting and my green screen is terrible because my lighting is terrible, so in order to use the green screen behind me, I have, it's not like a proper green. It's a very faded green. And there's just a little bit of that's basically just faded blue is on the can. So I'll get things properly done up one of these decades, but it's 6.7%. What is that? That is a smell that I recognize, but I can't quite put my, is it a sweetness? It's not a maltiness. It's that same, it's not spicy. It's that same kind of boozy, wee heavy, that scotch ale kind of thing going on there. By the way, of the two, this one is available in the LC. You can still get the W&A Railway. I think they've updated the can slightly. The Tanner and Company rye, you can only get either in Halifax or in Chester Basin. So sadly for all none of viewers and listeners out in eastern Nova Scotia, but it's still good and you should get your way around to a lot of these different ones. That's the other thing, is I talk about breweries that are just kind of difficult to get to. I say, oh, where are your favorites? Oh, I love Hell Bay down in Liverpool. That's a drive and a half. Look at the cooler. This one is, in comparison, it's a little bit lighter, a little bit more amber, but that could just be that I'm not getting the entirety of the glass into this cough 16-ounce glass. You may not have been here earlier, but I was getting very annoyed that you can't, that every pint in a Canadian pub is not 20 ounces. Try not to get too much into it. We've had a great many good beers from Tanner and Company, and I'm quite happy. We've talked to Dan on this show. In fact, he was our guest last year. As I put out all of those videos, slowly get in behind. Let's see, today's June. Yeah, just today. It is June 18th, and I think the episode that I edited and put up today was from late March of 2023. So I'm only, let's do the math on this really quickly, 15 months behind. I just heard a loud woo from my son upstairs who's having a good time. And obviously not in bed yet. Hey, all my cans are falling over. Oh, my precious antique cans. Look what you made me do. I think I might be able, oh yeah, because the 16-ounce glass, the 573 can, no, sorry, not 573, 473, the tall boy, will fit in a 16-ounce glass, but it is, it gets right up to the edge, it gets right itself up to the edge there. 6.7%, and it does not say strong beer on it. Ooh, that was... It's a hop. It's a hop! That's what's in there! That's what that flavor... I'm so missing it, because this rye is so malty. I think everything should be made of 50% rye. Oh, it didn't tell me the percentage, did it? The up to 60%. So apparently no one is brave enough to try a 100% rye ale, probably because it would come out looking like just, I don't know, molasses. It would just be thick black treacle all the way down. Yes, I know what treacle is. I had British parents. I mean, I still... I used to have British parents. I still do, but I used to too. Anyway, the rye IPA coming out 6.7%. 60 IBUs. So we're going up from the wild rye from Tanner. It was a 15 IBU. This is a 60 IPU. Oh dear. And then we can talk about trains. So cheers. It is a hop that the Citra hop is in there, but it is, they're right. It is a little bit spicy. So does the spiciness of the rye mix with the barley almost make it like a Germanic style spicy beer? So the wild rye, oh, this is really curious. So the Germanic style is to just throw some rye into it and it comes out a bit spicy because of the rye, and not to worry about the hop all that much. And then the American version of it, which we read in the Wikipedia article, was to add more hops to it because in the style of an American IPA, which it's done, or a rye PA, and it does say that. So it's a rye PA, but the thing is, the rye in the IPA still tends to move it back towards the Germanic style. This is a very curious evening for me. I really wish I had more taste buds to bounce this off of, but I think the best idea might be just to tell Ian to drink them and tell me what he thinks. And he'll probably say, I liked one, but I didn't like the other one. The Railway. I like going on about this because I once saw a picture out here in the valley somewhere. I think it was in New Ross at a museum. And it was barrels of apples stacked four high. And I do a lot of historical things up around here. So I know that there was ferry services and shipping services and ship building. That's why all of the, not all of, but many of the villages around the Minas Basin there. So when the Bay of Fundy comes around, there's a lot of, there's Avonport, there's Hantsport, there's Kingsport, there's Port Williams, and those were all ports. They were port towns. So this, and the railway, this, the one that, this Windsor to, wait, Annapolis Royal, Windsor to Royal, Annapolis Royal Railway, what it did was it just shipped apples. So the valley grew apples, which is why we have the Apple Blossom Festival. We grew apples, we put them on boats, and we sent them over to Great Britain. And that was the industry. That was what the valley was pretty much for, was sensuous shipping apples back to the UK. And at that point in the story, I lose track of what's going on, because I think, did they not have the ability to grow their own apples? Or was it just like, maybe there's ample free land over here and they could just say, oh, expand another 900 acres in that direction. They're like, okay, chop some stuff down. Let's go. Right amount of rye malt for a hint of spicy. It does have that tiny little bite, but it, were you saying that the final Citra dry hop gets it rolling? I don't feel like I have the palate to be able to tell whether or not I'm having the final Citra hop or the rye malt hits for the hint of spiciness. I feel like it's more hoppy than malt spicy, and it's just an instinct because the taste is familiar. And I feel like if I was drinking something that was a rye malt changing everything around to a spiciness which I wasn't used to, then I wouldn't recognize it. But I definitely recognize a Citra hop going in there. So this is a hoppier version, and this is what they said. I'm so glad that the Wikipedia article, it's the shortest wiki article I think I've ever read, where it was just, rye beer was made in Germany. It has you make it with rye instead of, or yeah, you know, with at least half or somewhere close to half of rye and other half of barley. And then over, and that's the German way. And over in America, they add some hops and make it hoppy. And that's the American way. Well, I have had both. And yes. Yeah, the German way from Tanner is far superior. But I don't like hoppy beers. So for a rye PA, as they give it the nickname nomaker thereof, it hits. It absolutely hits. It's and the hoppy flavor, that the bitterness does not stick around. It's smooth on the back end. The maltiness floats through. I wish it was a bit more of the slightly caramelized. Yes, the caramel-ish malt of the Tanner and Company is in there, but then it hits with this hop on the back end. So I drastically prefer the Tanner and Company, but this one is not terrible. And if you are an IPA fan who says, you know what, maybe I would like to try some more maltier beers, I would recommend smashing some of these. And trying for A, strong. Hey, 6.7%. Get it in you. B, it's an exploration of a different kind of malts that could be paired with the hop that you get as well. Party time, thank you very much for swinging in. I wish, was it James? I'm trying to remember. I learned so many names when I was at the and if this is any indication of how my brain works, I can't even remember the name of the thing. The Science of Beer event at the Discovery Center. See, when I try to use my memory with my brain, that's when all the ums come out. But when I'm allowed to just spew off about different descriptions of things, it's slightly less There you go. There's my CBC resume for being the new host of Main Street. Take that, Jeff Douglas. There. I'm going to get that on a t-shirt. Take that, Jeff Douglas. I don't know why I randomly just... I think I just randomly pick people to be my nemesis. Every 5-10 years or so. Yeah. That's not even nemesis. It's just a rival. There it is. Jeff Douglas is my rival. Because he talks for a living. And he says the word, slightly more than me. And he likes beer. And he seems to have an attachment to one of the best freaking breweries around. And maybe it's envy. What is it when you have a rival that you're envious of? Is it your enviable frenemy? I haven't met the guy. Jeff Douglas, follow me on Twitter. No, don't, because no one uses Twitter anymore. I'm learning. I'm learning that there's a lot more traction on Instagram than anything else. Even TikTok is slowing down, he said, not knowing a thing about TikTok, but The Instagram thing seems to garner a bit more stuff going on. And by stuff going on, I mean, you know, communication levels. But Twitter, I couldn't even tell you who the hell was on Twitter right now. I don't think anybody is. So it's good for, I'm slowly figuring this out for the beer channel, a little bit more of the communication levels, but outside of that, I think I can't quite figure out what I'm doing. Again, I'm old, I'm crotchety, I am incredibly judgmental, I pick rivals and frenemies at random, who don't even know who I am. Yes. Do you want a frenemy? I'll be your frenemy. And if you lash out at me and get into like a rap battle on TikTok, I will lose immediately. That's just how it's going to happen. Note to self, start TikTok rap battle with Tom. That would be a really fun time. Okay, I'm going to get right on that. This is hoppier. The Annapolis Rye PA is hoppier. it's still good. It's like a it's basically a dark malt, because it's rye, a dark malt, not a chocolate malt. It's just this interesting little spicy darker IPA. Why aren't there more of these? This is so good and so curious, and more people need to try these. And I'm going to suggest this to my friend Keir and my my IPA loving friends. Oh, this would have been a good night to get Ananda in here. And he's been asking about hanging out again. We'll get there. I will recommend this to everybody, because I recommend this not because I like it, because I actually prefer the Tanner and Company, but I want to recommend the Annapolis one to everybody to see what everyone thinks. Because I feel like the Propeller Double IPA Galaxy was a game changer, and everyone tried it. Everyone's like, do you like the Galaxy or don't you like the Galaxy? I feel like this should be the next one. And then we can all say, hey, do you like the rye? Do you like a rye PA or no? And then you get a couple of people, oh, I don't really like the rye PA. It's a little too flavorful and rich. I just want the hops to destroy me. And at which point I would say, not only are you out of date, because the Nova Scotia craft brew scene is evolving to leave you behind with your over-flavored IPAs, but I've talked to several people, in fact, the same person twice, about that very fact, that the over-flavored IPAs are leaving you behind. This is quite good. 8... And this is where I keep going. It's 8 something. Is it 8.5? I don't think that the American style of rye ale should score higher than a German style of rye ale, even though it does say rye IPA. So it's... But that's what's on the can. It's the American style of the rye. It's a really tasty, just not my kind of thing, IPA, but a rye style of it. And they nailed it. Yeah, I would have so much of the Sauvage Series wild rye. I would have so much of it, which is strange, because usually I'd say, give me the stronger one, because I just want to get, you know, drunker and leave everyone behind. And hopefully your friends don't dance. Because if they don't dance, then you know how that sentence ends. That's right. You kill 2 birds with 1 stone. They are both 8.9s out of 10. However, the wild rye is an 8.9 out of 10 rye, a Germanic style rye ale. And the railway rye is an 8.9 rye IPA. They are two slightly different sides of the same coin. They are made with rye, but one says, I am definitely the American style hoppy version, which is an 8.9 version of that, which I respect, and it got it right, but I like it less. So it's a tie, but I prefer one. Oh man, this is a confusing show. I wish Ian was here to sort my brain out. Probably watching somewhere. He'll be watching later. If you're watching this back in time, I'm asleep, because now 4 hours. It's only 1:15. He might be up still having a few beers. In fact, no, because he sent me messages from, oh, when was that? About 4 or 5 hours ago, that he was having a few beers. So if he was having a few beers 4 or 5 hours ago and it is now 1 p.m., if he, or 1 a.m., if he's still having beers, he is not type savvy. Not ready to type in the chat there. Mount Uniacke's newest brew. I was going to ask him about this. Mount Uniacke's newest brewery. Doesn't say when you opened. Oh, he's gone. Never mind. Not there anymore. But I bumped into the Party Time guys, because they were right next to the Kuva table. And so I was chatting with them a few times, because they had some interesting things on the go. Founded in 2021. Okay, so yeah, I guess that's... Well, it's not like Mount Uniacke had more than one brewery, so yes. It feels a lot like when I had a sketch comedy group, and we used to say things like we were Wolfville's second most ethnically diverse sketch comedy group, because there was another sketch comedy group and they were like exactly the same as us. So we would always say we're Wolfville's second most and just make up some stuff. And every time we released a sketch, I thought it was funny. Again, I think I'm hilarious. I want to have the last of the rye IPA from Annapolis before I go back to the Tanner, because I know that I like the Tanner better. It's just an interestingly made, slightly ambered IPA. I think, would I like a hazy one? Because the hazy ones have the juice. Oh, the juice. You like the juice, huh? The juice is good, eh? You come for the beer, but you stay for the 1990s Rob Schneider, Adam Sandler, Saturday Night Live references, and you know it. That's what's going on. Oh, this is so good. I want more of this. Which is, again, so sad. The one I prefer is always the one that's not in the liquor commission. And that's why, as I was telling James here in Party Time, how bad would it be if I got the NSLC rep in the show here and we'd be like, hey, let's try some beers. And at what point, you know, would I last 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 20 minutes before I'd say, hey, listen, how about putting all of these beers that I love in the LC and just putting them all on the shelf? And you see this entire lane of wine that's from, you know, like, each country has its own lane. You've got, oh, here's the South American lane, here's the Australian lane, and yet the Nova Scotia craft beer is these three fridges over here. But the wine gets its own, and I think I've decided why. Why does this happen? A very simple reason. Keep. What keeps on the shelf? Does wine get better on the shelf? Arguably, yes. So if you bring in wine, it'll just stay and it'll keep and it'll keep. What'll keep in your fridge? Well, I have a fridge that's away from the prying eyes of the rays of sunlight. So it keeps quite well, as I have just proven, because these are both delicious. What keeps less well with arguably what people keep demanding of the Liquor Commission? Could I have the Liquor Commission be much more brightly lit and stuff? Why isn't, and I'm saying this in all seriousness, why isn't the Liquor Commission lit more like an adult video store? No, I couldn't keep the straight face. Velvet curtains and all. Rope off the Imperial Stout section and just keep everything away from the kids. I don't know why I'm going fully Richard Nixon here. Let the kids get near the IPAs. Heath Ledger's Joker impersonates Richard Nixon. Thank you. It's been an experience. Oh my God. I always say to myself, and my wife has asked me this, how can you go and talk about beer for a full hour by yourself to nobody? And I say, I am a enigma wrapped up in a comic strip combination of Garfield, Peanuts, and Marmaduke. No, probably Calvin and Hobbes. Anywho, Ian is back in 2 weeks, but don't worry. This is the only solo one of these that I'm going to do, and mostly it was kind of a celebration. I just wanted to go in the closet and see what I've got, and I've been trying to drink these, and I'm so glad I did. Party Time, James from Party Time. I'm hoping it was James, and if it wasn't, sorry. I got your name, but I'll reach out. Thank you for stopping by and chatting in the old chatterino. Ian and I, mostly. I'm back here next week. Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. There's always something going on over here. The YouTube page, youtube.com/@drinknsdry. You can find Drink NS Dry, Drink Nova Scotia Dry, on any of the podcasty things. I forget which dropped out. Google stopped doing podcasts, but now they're on YouTube. I don't understand how it works. You can find us on Podcasty Things, or you can find us on the YouTube page, or you can go direct to the source of the RSS feed, and that's over at drinkns.unsupervised.beer. I get to talk about this in amongst Ian interrupting me, so it's a little bit more of that. And I think that's about it. Until next week, 8 p.m., right here in the DrinkNS channel. Thanks for stopping by, and have a good night, everybody.